Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States brushing aside a series of claims by Russian President Vladimir Putin. He has an array of new strategic nuclear weapons that could hit a target anywhere in the world. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports lawmakers are slamming Mr. Putin.
President Putin said Russia's new weapons include a nuclear-powered cruise missile, a nuclear-powered underwater drone, and a new hypersonic missile. He said Moscow's adversaries have failed to contain Russia, and that those who didn't listen to Russia before will, quote, listen to us now. At the Capitol, Putin's speech prompted derision from Republican Senator Tom Tillis.
I view Mr. Putin like I view any murderer or criminal. When they say something, they're probably lying, but you have to take it seriously.
Putin is expected to secure another 6 years at Russia's helm in an election later this month. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
President Trump has announced he will be imposing hefty tariffs on imported steel and aluminum to protect U.S. producers, risking retaliation from major trade partners like China, Europe, and neighboring Canada. President's announcement sent stock prices lower on Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1.7%. The S&P 500 fell 1.4%. Another mass abduction of schoolgirls in northeastern Nigeria has exposed how little progress has been made. When Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari took office, eradicating the Boko Haram militants and rescuing the hundreds of women and children who had been held captive by the group was one of the main pledges of his speech. This is VOA News.